Frontier Missions Journal. Stories of hope for the unreached with Adventist Frontier Missions.
This story is called The Miracle.
Oh God, oh God, please save me. Please save my mother.
My mother.
Tika's voice echoed through the empty rainforest. She knelt on the damp jungle floor, cradling her mother's head, watching her chest for any sign of life. It had been 2 hours since Tika had left the mountain pastures, where her father and brothers tended the family's cattle, and had started the long walk back to the village with her mother. As they hiked down the mountain trail, Tika worried about her mother's strength. Her mother, Nira, had been sick, and it was a 4-hour hike on a rough trail between the cow camp and the village where the family lived. But as the Buddhist holiday, Blessed Rainy Day, was approaching, Nira had insisted on making the difficult hike to spend it with the rest of the family. Only 6 weeks ago, Tika had stepped into the muddy water of the swift-flowing Chipa River to be baptized. She had been surrounded by her husband's family and the members of the house church who had studied with her and encouraged her. But among her own family, Tika alone was a Christian. Now, alone with her mother on a remote jungle trail, something had gone terribly wrong. Her mother had complained of feeling dizzy, and then suddenly she collapsed onto the trail, not responding to Tika's questions. Not moving. Not breathing. Was her mother dying? Being attacked by evil? What should she do? Tika thought of going for help, but it might be some distance before she would find anyone. If the devil was attacking, what if he came back to attack Nira after Tika left for help? She remembered the stories of Jesus healing the sick, casting out demons, raising the dead.
Please, Jesus, help me.
If any devil or evil spirit is attacking my mom, please protect us and save us, she prayed out loud. She thought of taking off her backpack and trying to carry her mother down the mountain, but that would be difficult. She continued praying until she felt her mother's body moving.
Are you okay, Mommy? Are you okay? Can you hear my voice?
Her mother gradually began to respond, breathing and finally talking. After resting, Nira was able to get up, and they continued slowly down the trail. Tika began calling out into the forest, knowing that she would eventually be heard by some of the neighbors who herded cattle in the area. At last, someone heard Tika's shouts and came to meet them. They helped Tika get her mother to their herder's shed and lay down. But Nira didn't want to spend the night in the hut, and so they set out again soon, accompanied by one of the neighbors named Chanda. Then Nira began shaking and shivering. Tika held on to her, realizing her mother was about to fall down again. Terrified, Chanda, the neighbor, began shouting and running about in a blind panic, screaming for help into the forest and calling on the local spirit gods to come and help them. Tika held on to her mother to keep her from falling, and once more began praying loudly. Help us, God, help us, save us. Please remove this attack in the name of Jesus. If this is coming from any evil, please stop this attack and save my mother. Give her back her life. Long minutes passed as she continued praying calmly and loudly while her mother lay unresponsive and lifeless in her arms. Finally, Nira began to respond when Tika called her name. A neighbor who heard their cries came to help them. He carried Nira on his back the rest of the way to the village. It was dark by the time they reached the house, and Tika put her mother in bed and began preparing some food. But Chanda, the neighbor who had panicked in the jungle, did not go home quietly. She carried the news rapidly through the village. Tika has the heart of 4 men. She prayed so boldly, her mother's life came back. If she would have been a Buddhist, she would have run away. But her faith is so strong. She called on Jesus to help her. That is why her mother is still alive. Several days later, Riva, a Bible worker, arrived for a visit. She found that the villagers were eager to hear about the Jesus who had worked a miracle and answered Tika's prayer. We pray Nira's miracle is just the beginning of the power of Jesus pushing back the darkness in this jungle village. Hi, I'm Bala Patel, a missionary with Adventist Frontier Missions. It is so wonderful to watch God change people's lives as they learn about Him and become more like Him. God has so many things He wants to do for us and through us if we will let Him. He not only wants to change us, He wants to make us an example to others of the blessings that come from serving Him. That reminds me of a story I heard about how God showed His power of protection over His children and the impact this had on the people who saw it.
The break-in.
Hello.
A thief has broken into our shop. The door is open. Everything has been taken.
The ringing of the cell phone had startled Rodal awake. In bed beside him, his wife, Ramina, sat up.
What has happened? What is going on?
Ramina asked urgently, peering at her husband through the darkness. When Rodal repeated the news, Ramina sank down on the bed and began to cry quietly. All their inventory, the shoes, the clothing, gone. Just when it seemed things were finally getting better. 3 years before, Ramina had been working as a dishwasher near a restaurant. Her husband worked in a teaching job. They were determined to send their sons to a good school. They were determined to give their sons an education so that they could have a better life. Rodal had already given up the high status the family enjoyed when they became Christians. As a Brahmin family, they were in the priest caste, at the top of the Indian social system. Now, as Christians, their position in society was at the bottom. They were considered beggars, worthless, unworthy of respect. Rodal's older brother was furious about the stain on the family reputation. He refused to speak to Rodal or even acknowledge him as his brother. The rest of the family was more tolerant, but being Christian changed everything. No longer could they gather with their extended family to celebrate the Hindu festivals or do the ritual puja each year. At first, Ramina resisted, but Rodal showed her, even from the Hindu scriptures, where it was written that a virgin would give birth to a special child. This child is Jesus, Rodal told her. Even in Hindu scripture, the Hindu gods never claim to be divine or ask for worship. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Slowly, Ramina was won over. And as they continued reading and studying, Rodal became convicted that they should also keep the Sabbath. But how? Ramina worked for a Buddhist who would not give time on Saturday, and Rodal worked for a Christian who would not understand either. That was when they got the idea to start a clothing shop. By saving carefully for months, they were able to purchase a small amount of clothing inventory and pay rent for a shop location. Rodal continued on at his job, while Ramina hung up clothes, kept the shop clean, and prayed for customers. Some days, not a single customer came in. After some months, they decided to move to a location closer to home. This location also had problems. All they could afford was a shabby building, not much better than a cowshed. The tin roof was crooked, and cracks let dust in from the busy street outside. The dirt floor was dressed in a thin vinyl covering. Just across the street from her shop, Ramina could see another clothing shop. The electric lights gleamed on the clean tile floor, and she knew the owner had thousands and thousands of rupees invested in his inventory of clothing. How could she hope to compete with him? The other little clothing shops that had tried to compete had no business and finally were forced to give up. But Romina had faith. Every morning, the other shop owners carefully offered bowls of food and drink to the pictures and statues of Ganesh or Krishna or Lakshmi. They decorated their idols with flowers and chanted prayers as they reverently swirled sticks of incense before the images. In contrast, Romina sat quietly in her shop and read her Bible. Then she bowed and prayed, asking God's blessing for the day. One evening, as she began preparing to close the shop, she looked up in surprise to see the owner of the nice clothing shop coming to see her.
"Please buy something from my shop," he begged. "I have gone all day without making a single sale."
Romina had to smile, but the shop owner was serious.
"Please, just buy one blanket. I don't want to write on my ledger that I had no sales today."
Romina thought of the 800 rupees profit that she had made that day. How was it that her humble shop had been blessed? Only God could have done that. Odal got out of bed and began pulling on his clothes. Romina dried her eyes.
"I prayed when closing our shop last night," Romina said,
conviction coming into her voice as she reached for her sari.
"I don't think God would allow anyone to take our things."
The cool air of the pre-dawn morning made Romina pull her sari close around her face as she and Rodal dodged cow pies and mud puddles, hurrying through the quiet streets toward the main road. Arriving at the row of shops, they found a few men had gathered, clubs and knives in their hands, ready to meet justice to the thieves if they should be found. Next to them, the bicycle shop door stood open.
"See, your shop has been opened also. Everything has been taken."
The bicycle shop owner pointed toward the open door of their shop. Romina again felt the tears coming to her eyes. Where would they find the money for school fees? How would they purchase more clothes? How would they buy the shoes and books for their son's education? Rodal pulled back the door and held his cell phone up to illuminate the interior of the shop. Romina held her breath, her eyes following the light as it flickered over the shelves, the table, and the floor. In a robbery, everything would be out of place, thrown to the floor as the thieves hurriedly searched for things of most value. But here, not a single thing had been touched. Everything worked just as it had when she had closed the shop up for the night. Except,
wait! Look! There!
Romina grabbed Rodal's hand to hold the light still, pointing at the floor. There, on the floor, was a sandal. Romina picked it up. The thief had taken nothing from the shop. Instead, in his hurry, he had left his own sandal behind. The other shop owners crowded around to look, and Rodal waved the sandal in the air.
"Look! The thief has taken nothing, but he has left something. He left his shoe!"
Rodal and Remian realized how much God was taking care of them. Rodal had been sending his wife and sons to church on Sabbath while he went to work. But God convicted him that he too needed to keep the Sabbath. He realized that God was big enough to take care of him, even if he had to give up his job to keep the Sabbath holy. Rodal told his employer that he would not be coming to work on Sabbath anymore, and God opened the way for Rodal to get a small stipend to do Bible work. Now Rodal spends his time visiting the sick and needy, working in his garden, and telling everyone that will listen that Jesus is the one true God. Romina's shop stays open every day but Saturday, and as she sells shoes and clothing to support the family, she tells her customers about Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Frontier Missions Journal. God bless.